Well, that was about as a thorough of a defeat as we've had in our program, and personally, as a professional, you expect better of yourself and those around you. Clearly, the game got away from us and got legs through something that is normally a strength of ours, our kicking game. We really struggled in the first half in that area, despite going down and having something positive happen for us. For 2 weeks in a row, we really breathed life into an opposing stadium with a very devastating play. And it didn't have to be a devastating play, but it was, because we never responded after that. And so the game got legs from us. They are absolutely a terrific offensive team. I was concerned about that. They've showed improvement each week. I was very concerned about the ability of this quarterback. And this team can run the football. They have a big, strong offensive line, and they can run the football effectively enough to where they really tease you and keep you honest with it. And then they really were able to do with this quarterback whatever they wanted to do in the passing game. Whether if we were in zone, he was clued into exactly what kind of zone it was and routes that he needed to throw. If it was man, he was clued in exactly. If we tried to pressure him, his offensive line helped pick it up, and he was absolutely spectacular. So from a defensive standpoint, we weren't able to mount any kind of threat to Nebraska today. And offensively, once we got into a little bit of a funk there in the second quarter, or even early on after a couple of special teams plays that went against us, we really didn't do much at all. So from a yardage standpoint, we had some yards here and there, but this was about as a thorough defeat as I've ever experienced, and they're a good team, and so I give them credit. But clearly we've got to improve in some areas, and there was really none of the phases today that really contributed to helping us win. It was a complete team effort, and as the coach, I'm responsible for that, and so we accept that, and we understand that we have another challenge in 7 days. So with that, I'll take questions.
Ron, you've had a couple of bits of adversity that you faced in the last couple of weeks, and your youngsters have not responded to it particularly well. Is that reflective of something, or is it just the way, coincidentally, the way things worked out?
I don't think you can say it's coincidence. Obviously, you know, this is what happens to you in life. This is what happens to you in this game. You do face adversity. You know, when you go on the road, there's a lot of things that influence, you know, esprit de corps and momentum and those sort of things. And when you go on the road, you have to be able to find some plays to be able to control your environment. We had a number of false start penalties and other things because the environment got away from us. It was either too loud or we couldn't communicate properly, and so some things didn't happen well for us. And that's all experience, being able to go into these kind of places and compete. This is a great environment for football. We've got to learn how to handle this environment better. But clearly, the adversity that did come to us here last week, we've had a couple weeks here where we have started so slow as a team that that really we put ourselves against, you know, up against it, and we were unable to respond at all today to what they were able to do. So it was very challenging.
Ron, how can you explain the complete defensive meltdown?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that the quarterback is the key to this thing. You know, this player, he threw for 400 yards and 4 TDs against what I think is a very good defense, one of the best defenses we've played this year. And he was able to do even better against us. I was concerned about that all week. I knew that was a possibility. I wanted to try to do everything we could. You can't change up the coverages any more than we did today. We did a variety of things. We were unable to do any of them well enough, and he was absolutely spectacular. We weren't able to mount any kind of pass rush at all. Their offensive line was terrific. And, you know, like I said before, they were able to run the ball or get the ball to number 5 enough effectively to control the underneath game. So they were absolutely in control of the game from an offensive standpoint. And that was about as flawless of a performance as from a quarterback that I've seen in some time. Last time I saw a quarterback that good, it was Phillip Rivers. So that's pretty good. So we're going to face another good one next week. So this is one of those deals where with no pass rush, and then, you know, you can't hold them forever and cover them forever. And this player was able to find the areas in the zone. He was able to find his matchups and man. And then the most egregious of sins was allowing him to scramble. That was a tough one there on us. So we'll respond. I thought our players continued to try to play hard throughout the game. We were able to do a couple things offensively, but the statistics won't bear out exactly how, you know, what this game was about for us offensively. We were very, very poor, and probably more yards on here than probably should get credit for, if you understand what I mean, in the flow of the game when it was a contest. So credit to them. They played real well. They needed to. They wanted to bounce back. We needed to play well on the road. We did not. And so I'm not going to make a lot of excuses for it. We didn't get the job, and they did a hell of a job.
Ron, can you take us through the decision late in the first half going for it on that fourth and long?
Yeah, that was on me. I wanted to try to give us an opportunity to get a score, perhaps throw it down and get a chance for if it might be an interference, whatever it was, maybe try to kick a long field goal. We had the win with us. Backfired on us completely. Not only that, they were able to get the ball. We had a coverage problem on the very first play, a blown coverage, and they went right down the middle on us, and that really turned that from being any kind of positive for us to a complete negative. So I take the blame for that. That was my decision to do that. I did want to try to give us a chance to try to dump it down and get a score of some kind, get some kind of yards, and we didn't execute well. In fact, we executed poorly, so you got to live with it.
Ron, is there one common thread that's impeded your progress, except for the one happening in Baylor the last 3 games? Is it alarming to you for studying?
Yeah, it is. You know, one of the things, Howard, is, you know, pretty clear to me what our deficiencies are. I don't like to talk about them, but obviously the opponent's got a projector too. And one of our challenges has been we've really not been able to get any kind of pass rush or tackles for loss at all on early downs on a consistent basis here, and that's been very troubling. And so until you can put the offense at least in some second and 12s, or at least have, you know, there were multiple third and fives or less today for this team, and that's just, you know, with the kind of players that they have and the kind of situation that we're in on the road, that's just too much. So you have to try to get some long yardages, and we had the one where you can't get any better position than that, and we let them off the hook too. So, you know, the pass rush is an issue. We've got to improve on our defensive front. We've got to be able to stop the run better, get off blocks. We're not doing that very well at all right now, and we're not making very many plays on the ball. So, you know, offensively, I'd like to start much faster than we have. I'd like to be able to go out and get a lead and build on it. That's the way we have to play, and the bulk of that happens through kicking game. And today it was exactly the opposite. We were thoroughly dominated when they kicked off to us. We were out hit. We really didn't get any kind of return at all. And when we tried to go down and cover, we had one that got right up the middle on us. Three different guys had a chance to make a tackle and didn't. And then that was really a big momentum play, I thought, early in the game to really breathe life into the play. So, you know, we got to live with it. These stay with you for a long time. You know, when you're old and gray, you remember these. But we don't have much time to let it happen. So we got to move on and put our plan together for Missouri next week.
Ron, on the flip side, you seem like you were second and 10, third and long always.
Constantly. We really found very few things on first and 10 that really could get us a 4 to 6 yard gain. Where then you have the choices on second down to run it and then maybe follow up with another run on third down. And unfortunately, for a lot of the year, that's been one of our issues. And so I know that. The opponents watched the tape and can see that. I haven't really tried to talk too much about it. But our first down production has really put us sometimes in a bind on third down. And we're getting late in the season here, and it's pretty clear to the opponent. And so we've got to continue to work on those things. But really, the kicking game is the thing that we've got to be able to lean on and do better in. And that really just it was a real negative today.
Ron, talk a little bit about the emotion of your team against a team that's basically been blocking there for 5 weeks here. Did you see any quit second quarter, halftime?
In my team?
Yeah.
No, my kids don't quit. They may get outplayed. They may get matched up against some things that are difficult for us to deal with. But we don't know anything about that word. As coaches or players or as a program, know anything about this program, we don't do that. But we got up against it today. This was a challenge, and we just kept trying to mix the coverages, kept trying to do the best we could to try to play and try to make a play. We're going to continue to coach aggressive. That's what we do. We're not going to try to sit on our heels and try to, in the situation we're in, the best way for us to be able to get out of our situation is fight our way out of it. and that's what we intend to do. But you know, we've gotten into some of these here recently where we've made it really hard on ourselves early in the game, and I think you could see even there offensively, our kids were determined to do well there at the end, and that's just how it is. So every dog has his day, and this day was red, and we got up against a really good one today, and we'll remember it for a long time.
Coach, this is a proud program in Nebraska, obviously. They got humiliated last week. Did you sense, right, during the week, you sensed that, you know, Dan and these other guys might give you some trouble? Did the fact that they got beat as soundly as they did last week, was that problematic to you that they would respond the way they did against you?
I didn't look at it that way. I understood that this is a very... the thing I tried to explain to our players and any of the media that I could talk to is that these guys didn't forget how to coach. And I think that's, you know, that's been a little bit lost in some of the dialogue that people wanted to have with us. And they've got good players. The players have been in position to make a play. They just haven't been able to, you know, make a tackle here or there, whatever it's been. That's the only thing I saw on the tape. There was nothing unsound about what was going on. In any phase, and you add to the fact that I think they have one of the very best running backs in the country, and they have a quarterback who really is determined to find number 16. We knew that. We knew that he was going to try to find 16 because that's what he did last week. The challenging part is we were able to do nothing about it. And so in these situations, I don't go into one of these deals saying, woe is us. My hat's off to them. And I think if you're any kind of competitor and if you've got any kind of pride at all, instead of trying to, you know, beat yourself down, you've got to acknowledge the fact that they had a great effort. It's a proud program. They were determined to come here on senior day and do real well. But we thought we'd get their very best shot, what they have, and we did. And it was more than we could handle.
How flat are your backs to the wall with the bowl situation and two games
left? Shoot, Mark, we got to figure out how to play well. I mean, you know, we want to get into the postseason. There's no question about that. But this is one of those deals where we got to play well. You know, we can't look at something so abstract right now until we can, you know, cover properly and get a pass rush and do some of those things. But clearly that's what you always want to be able to do. And we've got some issues. And we got two good teams coming up that we've got to try to go fight and win. So, you know, it's every week it's like this at this level. So, you know, it's no change. It's always going to be a tough game. We're going to have to be able to go back and play real well. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, sir.
With the coaching situation in Nebraska, Callahan maybe on the hot seat, in line with what happened to KU last week, do you feel like maybe they went beyond what they needed to today, maybe trying to score some points with Nebraska fans or the new athletic director and make it hard running up the score?
That's not his job. That's my job to stop him, not his. Okay, I don't believe in that. You'll never hear me talk about those kind of things. I know other people do. And some people that have, you know, been involved in some situations, but that's not his job. His job is to coach his team as hard as he can, and my job is to try to stop him and coach mine. So, no, I didn't feel that at all.
Thanks, guys.